still there somewhere.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. As the government shutdown enters day three and the White House threatens to fire federal employees, Capitol Hill worker Steve Birxbacon is only slightly hopeful.
It will affect, like, say, the next paycheck if we don't get the check. But if they settle it by the 15th, then it'll be okay. I worry about maybe the younger people or the people that are living like paycheck to paycheck.
The shutdown is being felt outside the nation's capital. WVLT-TV's Kyle Granger reports from a national park at the Tennessee-North Carolina border.
Sevier County's government says they started last week trying to iron out a plan to step in and fund the $90,000 a day it takes to operate Great Smoky Mountains National Park. County Mayor Larry Waters says this is the most important month for tourism, with millions who come just to see the leaves change colors.
A lot of visitors that want to go in the park and see the beautiful mountains and leaves that we have. So we're very interested in keeping the park open.
Department of Education employees furloughed this week say their automatic out-of-office email responses were changed to include partisan talking points blaming Democrats for the shutdown. Two employees spoke with CBS News and shared their emails. Germany's Munich airport halted flights after several drones were sighted overnight, the latest mystery drones over European sites. BBC's Katie Silver.
A number of EU states have backed a drone wall that would quickly detect, then track and destroy Russian drones. And at the moment, no evidence that these drones are from Russia, but probably fair to say that authorities in Munich somewhat skittish given what has occurred in both Eastern Europe and in Denmark.
In Manchester, England, investigators say the man they say stabbed and killed two people outside a synagogue was a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent, now dead. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb on the Yom Kippur attack.
He's going to blow himself up. He's trying to press the button.
Their fear. He has a bomb strapped to his body. Then a shot is fired. Investigators say this was not what they called a viable explosive vest.
He was literally stabbing at the synagogue window door trying to get in.
British counterterrorism police are calling the attack on the synagogue a terrorist incident.
Police are investigating a deadly crash in New Jersey. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
17-year-olds Maria Niotis and Isabella Salas were struck and killed while riding an e-bike on Monday night.
Hearing that someone was hit by a car, it was absolutely devastating. But then as this whole story unwinded, it's just so sickening. Like, how could you leave?
Police arrested a suspect on Wednesday and charged him with two counts of first-degree murder.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good grief, the Peanuts comic strip has just turned 75.
The Peanuts comic strip made its debut on October 2nd, 1950 as a four-panel strip in seven newspapers around the country. Benjamin Clark, curator of the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, California, says Schulz submitted his initial drawings to the Saturday Evening Post.
The very first strip is Charlie Brown, a character named Shermie, and a character named Patty, not Peppermint Patty, a different Patty.
Over time, he added characters like Linus, Lucy, Peppermint Patty, and Marcy, then the beloved Snoopy, which all live on today. The Santa Rosa Museum is celebrating all month. Kathy Whitman for CBS News, San Francisco.
A comet from another star system is swinging by Mars the next 24 hours. It will pass within 18 million miles of the red planet. The European Space Agency and NASA are using satellite-mounted cameras and sensors to get as much information as they can. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
Take a look. said to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Got a start a new life. We'll take a letter for me. Address her to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a start a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a new life. We'll take a letter for Maria. I'll send to my wife.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. But I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that.
bum 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 dang bum dang dang bum ding bum 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 bum.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
together, trying to love one another right now.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN. The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The minute skirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket.
to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
Going faster all the time.
Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Ready to go for the green and gold.
on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Everything I see reflects. lesser love than he used to be.
Sprinkling of strands and polishes a gun.
And she'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to leap in a sickle willow's blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley's angels, Rosemary and Charles. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. Tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, ah. We were so close, but we should have been closer, and it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Thank you.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where it is already early on day three of the government shutdown. The effects are radiating out across the country, including Philadelphia, as we hear from KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin.
Independence Hall is shut down. Carpenters Hall is closed. Visitors tried to get shots of the Liberty.